Hillary Jiggins Mindful Movement Practice. This will be a 15-minute practice. If you can find yourself in a space where you can remove distractions as much as possible, so you can spend this time focusing on being with your experience. You might like to switch off devices or let any others that you live with know that you'll be doing this practice for the next 15 minutes, so that you might have this time to really be with yourself. And the intention of this practice is to be with your experience, move from automatic pilot and our everyday doing mode into being mode, and being with the sensations of the body as we practice these movements. And there is always an element of choice in this practice. You can choose how closely you'd like to follow along with the instructions given. But these instructions are only some guidance. You might like to move the body differently, faster or slower, or add some of your own movements for whatever feels like it's most nourishing and useful for you at the time. So you always have this choice, that these are just suggestions for movement. And if we can come into relating to the body in a way where we treat it with gentleness, kindness, and respect for how much we want to push or feel driven into these movements, and how much we allow these movements, and being aware of trying to stay within our own capabilities at this moment in time. And this will change from day to day. So if any of these movements bring pain or any sudden sharp sensation, this could be a signal from the body to say, take it a bit more easy with this movement, or change the movement, or push a little bit less. Again, the intention isn't so much towards kind of exercise or toning the body or improving physical health in as we think about other movement traditions, but more towards really exploring our experience and being with sensations. So find that comfortable edge for yourself with these movements. So I'm going to be leading this practice from a seated position, but you may prefer to be standing. You may even like to lay down or visualize these movements. So to begin with, finding that comfortable position for yourself, choosing whether you'd like to be seated or standing or laying. And from the seated position, I'm going to place my feet on the ground, about hip width apart, and really feel into the sensations of the feet on the ground. Begin to press gently into the ground with the feet, the balls of the feet, the heels of the feet. Press and release, perhaps with the breath as we inhale. We could begin to press the feet into the ground. On the exhale, release. If you're seated, you might notice the sitting bones on the chair or cushion. feel the part of the body that is in contact with the ground, whether that's the feet, the hips, maybe the back, the spine. Allow the head to rest on top of the spine. Tuck the chin gently, allow length into the back of the head. Imagining a string drawing the crown of the head up towards the sky, so we can notice these two oppositional forces, the grounding of the sitting bones and the feet and the earth, and allowing a kind of alertness, wakefulness in the posture of the spine and the back and the head. Notice as well if there is any tension in the body in places that we can invite some softening, allowing these muscles to relax, perhaps in the forehead, the mouth and the jaws, to the shoulders. We'll begin by beginning to look over one shoulder, moving very slowly and gently with the head in your own time, at your own pace, coming to look over one shoulder. Just moving the head as far as is comfortable for you. You might like to have the eyes closed or the eyes open. If you have the eyes open, you can even bring the eyes even further around to look even further in that direction. And taking the same time, coming to back to center. Noticing all the small movements of the muscles in the neck, perhaps in the shoulders, required just in this one small movement. And coming to look over the other shoulder. Again, really taking your time, moving even slower. Until you come to find where the end of your range of motion is for this movement. Again, if the eyes are open, you can bring the eyes round even further to look, to gaze behind before coming back to center. And now we'll do with this with the breath one more time. So in your own time, perhaps with the out breath, as we inhale at the center and breathe out, we can allow the head to move again to look just across one shoulder. Notice if any judgments come into your mind about your own range of movement for today, any comparisons that you might make between yourself now, the past, where you'd like to be. See if we can draw back to where we are right now. Coming back to center in your own time. And then on the next out breath, looking over the other shoulder. Then coming back to center. And now we'll draw one ear towards the shoulder. So moving the head and neck in a lateral stretch. If you'd like to increase the sensation, again, this is all about choice. You might like to take the opposite arm and stretch it away from the shoulder to create more sensation, if that's comfortable for you. You may like to be where you are right now. Take some time to breathe here. Notice any sensations that come up. And come back to center. And then moving the other ear towards the shoulder, allowing a lateral stretch on the side of the neck, the top of the shoulder. It's really normal to feel any sensation here. It might be a slow stretching sensation, a tingling. It may feel more intense. It may even be moving towards pain if this is an area of your body that holds tension. So again, just the invitation is to move as far as you feel comfortable to. And know that the intention is to be with the mind and be with the experience. And choose how much to push further, or to allow. Take a breath here. Coming back to center. And now we can move the shoulders. Beginning by bringing the shoulders up towards the ears. This might create a little bit more tension in the shoulders. And then imagining like a tennis ball between the shoulder blades. And we're squeezing that tennis ball, bringing the shoulders back and down, so the lower parts of the shoulder blades touching, opening the chest, and round and forwards, creating a circle with the shoulders. So again, move at your own pace and with your own breath. So as I'm inhaling, I'm bringing the shoulders up, back, and then on the exhale, moving them forwards, opening the shoulder blades, retracting the chest, and then bringing them back up again. So creating these shoulder rolls. Do what feels nourishing and useful for you here. You might like to roll one shoulder at a time. So bring one shoulder forward, up and back and round, while the other shoulder also moves. So rolling one shoulder at a time. You might like to change direction. Bring the shoulders up and then forwards, down and then back. And we'll bring a couple of faster movements into the shoulders. So as we breathe in, using the inhale, we draw the shoulders up towards the ears. And then as we breathe out, we can let them drop towards the ground. And you might like to really exhale here. So creating a little bit more motion, moving a little bit faster. Again, once more, inviting a bit more tension into the shoulders as we draw them up towards the ears. On the inhale, taking a deeper breath. And on the exhale, letting them drop towards the ground. We can do this one more time. Drawing in the shoulders. And allow as much exhale or any kind of noise or sound that feels good for you as you exhale and drop the shoulders. And be with the sensations that are present right now. And we'll do one more movement where we press the palms of the hands together. You can press gently or more firmly, noticing any sensations between the palms of the hands. And then if you rub the palms of the hands together, creating some friction, you might notice heat, noticing the sensations between the hands here. Rub them faster to create heat, create more heat if this is good for you. And then press the palms into the tops of the thighs. You're in that sitting position, allowing them to gently rest. Notice any sensations you might feel here. There might be tingling from the palms. There might be some heat here. Taking a couple of breaths. Once again, noticing the places of the body that are in contact with the ground. The feet, the hip bones, sitting bones. And in your own time, coming out of this mindful movement practice, if you've had your eyes closed, you might like to open them now and take into account where you are and your surroundings. And where you are in your mind, having stepped out of automatic pilot for a few moments into being mode. And give yourself a bit of gratitude for giving yourself this time to be with yourself and your experience.